Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On today's Fit Club, we talk Avicii, Eminem, marijuana, and more with singer-songwriter Corey McKell. Stay tuned.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Fit Club.
Hey, yo, hey. When you hear this, you gon' play it again. Yeah. Y'all gonna ride with me? If I gave you all my loving, would you stay?
If I apologize, will you still walk away?
I'm gonna let Eric B rock this part.
If I told you yeah. I would do my best to change. If I got my shit together, would you still be over me?
Welcome to the Fit Club, guys. We are here and we are live with Corey McKell, singer-songwriter.
Copping a new bag for your collection, yeah, that's it. Giving you the rodeo on Rodeo, yeah, that's it. Throw a little jokey joke your way, cause you know how much I like to play. But how come we don't know how to operate when the function ain't the same? With each other, but the vibe is gone. We conversate in another tone, staring at you, staring at your phone. With you, but I feel like I'm all alone. Excuse me if I cause a little pain. It's okay, I take the blame. I thought that you could stand around. Yeah, yeah. Would you stay? Yeah.
Hey,
it's a little bit, you know, we rock it in.
You're like, wow. You just needed a stage.
You know, I'll be trying to like move around.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. That was amazing.
Thank you, guys.
That's the new single, If.
If, man.
Featuring Eric Bellinger.
Yeah, available on all platforms. The Tidal, Google Play, Spotify, Apple Music, you know, just a few of them.
Nice. And we got an EP coming too, right?
Absolutely. Nice. On the way. Summer is going to be lit.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, man.
Just great to have you.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, man.
Oh, awesome. And we got a great host of stories. Good to see you, TK. Been a minute.
Oh, yeah, it has. Yeah. It's like, wait a minute. It's been a minute, but that's not me. That's all on you.
Yeah, true. But you're looking fresh. Last time, I think you came fresh off that marathon, right?
I think so, yeah.
Now you got some life back to you.
Hopefully. we'll see. Struggle.
But yeah, first of our stories, not so great, but Avicii just passed away.
Yeah.
Big sort of DJ in the music industry. It seems like he suffered from pancreatitis. And they're not sure exactly why he's passed away, but they're kind of pointing to some of these past health problems. Only 28 years old. At one point, he even had his gallbladder out. His appendix had ruptured. This had all kind of been a result of heavy drinking.
Ooh.
And one of the things I was wondering is, for you in the music industry, I know, you know, drinking's around, drugs are around. How have you avoided some of those pitfalls?
I think it's been more so of my upbringing. I really value my family. That's like mainly, primarily the main reason why I really got into the music industry, because a lot of my family members are getting older, so I want to be able to provide for them. You know what I mean? And I think that my focus level and my morals and values have kept me intact. Of course, I've been around, I've seen a lot, but I've just not been entertained by it to indulge.
Yeah. What you were saying, you saw some video of Gronk?
Oh, yeah. Gronkowski, he was like at some party, and they started playing a song, and I don't think Gronk could really dance. It's really, really entertaining. But to piggyback on that as well, it's like one of those things where I do a lot of things, and my first thought is, one, is my mom going to see this?
Mm.
And it's usually she, because it's the internet, you could see everything.
Yeah.
And that sways me from doing a lot, like 90% of the stuff. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to, because I'm grown, but I still respect my mother. And on top of that, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Like, why did you? No, we don't even need to. So let me just not do it at all.
Yeah.
So that respect for her, and also, you know, wanting to provide for my family, it just, you know, makes sense to kind of stay away from certain things.
Oh yeah.
It was just tragic. I was stunned by it. I was a big Avicii fan. So I was just sort of, and 28 years old, so young, just out of the blue, seemingly out of the blue.
But good body of work, though.
Yeah,
just
like
something behind.
I mean, and that was part of it. He had also kind of worked himself to death, because even when they told him, kind of got the gallbladder out, he was still working 12-hour days and touring. Have you had any of that where you're like, I'm fatigued, I need to take a break?
Only when I'm working out. I just make sure that I'm staying on top of, that portion of it. Yeah, I make sure to not go that hard.
And speaking of that, I guess the flip side is Eminem just celebrated his 10-year sobriety.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's dope.
Yeah, so he had his little 10-year chip on Instagram that he showed.
went viral.
And yeah, really? it's obviously been pretty well documented, his struggles. Mm-hmm. But he actually said that what got him back was working out, and he started running. But his addictive mind took over, and he was running 17 miles a day. Mm-hmm. So it was actually kind of the flip side, but really bad for him. And then he had to kind of dial back. Mm-hmm. And so you have made sure when it comes to working out, you don't go too far.
Yeah, and it's been the reason for me more so is if I do go too hard, like, my voice will definitely strain. Yeah. Like, I've tried that a few times. Like, okay, let me go get a quick pump in, or, you know, get a few miles in prior to studio, yeah. And I be struggling. And it's I really haven't given my body enough time to rest prior to, because I'm beating myself up. You know what I mean? And when it comes time to perform, it's like, oh, bro, what are you doing? Yeah. It's like, chords ain't really doing what it's supposed to. So I'm like, nah, let me kind of scale back just a little bit. And I kind of make sure that I do it either a day before, or if I have like studio that night, I'll be in it early in the morning. That way I get myself time to rest.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when you're touring, is there a different fitness regimen that you take on?
It's only quick pumps, like right before I go out on stage. Yeah. Like I just got off the Malibu Nights tour with Eric Bellinger. Yeah. So we had this moment. He was running from it a few times. I was like, bro, let's get like a good 50 push-ups in. Let's get like the you know, sit-ups in. And he was like, oh, look, you got an easy 10. I'm like, come on, man. So as the dates got more, he would be like, okay, I'm at 30 now. Okay, I'm at 40 now. But in the tour, we like banging out 100. Yeah. I'm
working
like,
yourself in shape.
Yeah, it was easy.
Nice.
I was going to say, too, with the whole addictive thing, too, Justin Bieber is known for that. So he's had some issues. And now he's, like, playing a whole bunch of soccer and hockey and stuff like that. So it's kind of known. But I think, I don't know. There's a whole bunch of different programs that deal with that stuff. I think you have to almost have that balance between mind, body, and soul.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe with the running, 17 miles a day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, because it's a coping mechanism and a healthy coping mechanism,
right.
But even that can be taken too far.
Right, because he probably didn't add that.
Yeah.
I mean, the spiritual side might not have been something that he was looking at, because he figured, okay, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm doing the running. But then your body's going to be like, bro,
yeah. And there's a clinical term for it. It's like exercise anorexia. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind of knew this one person at the gym that, you know, kind of suffered from it, and every day she was in there working out, but she was skin and bones. But she was eating regularly, but she literally, if you went there in the morning or the evening or the afternoon, she was there on the Stairmaster just going.
Is that like a mental thing, though?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Is it something that just really
supplement?
It's a different version of anorexia, but it's just exercise anorexia. So they eat, but then they are just working out constantly.
Yeah. Ellen's Portia de Rossi actually suffered from that, too.
Wow, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes I felt close, like I'm suffering from it, but once I hit 3 days, I'm like, I'm going to go home and relax. But yeah.
True.
Well, another study just came out, I know, with marijuana legalization sort of on the horizon. I think there's 3 states in November where it's on the ballot. 29 states have it legal, some form of it legal now. New study came out showing that the effect on young brains, young minds, is actually, it shows the cognitive decline is actually reversed after about 72 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I thought that was an interesting study when it comes to marijuana and debate. What have you thought about it in the industry? What have you thought about it when it comes to performances and shows? And well, I know a lot of people in the industry find it's a creative tool.
Oh, yeah, it really is. From what people have told me.
Yeah.
I personally don't indulge at all. But I, from my understanding, it's more so of like it turns an idea into like the greatest plan known to man, from my understanding.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen it, I've been around it, but it's not something I've really partaken in to just say, hey, let me go ahead and blow by a couple back and let's knock the song out.
Yeah. Have you noticed a change in the industry, though?
Yeah. Like, it's actually the go-to thing, like, now. And it's not anything bad at all. It's, you know, just by choice or whatever, you know, float your boat. But I've definitely seen the results of it in a great way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I've been told, like, yo, you know, just hit it a couple times. I'm good. It's like, yo, if you think you're hitting them notes now, like, yo, you go ahead and... I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like different strokes for different folks. Like, there's so many strains out there, which I learned the hard way, but we can talk about that another day. But there's so many different strains out there that you can take it for different things. And it's also with it, I think there was a story where they were talking about vets who came back and they had PTSD. And they're giving them all these drugs, and some of these vets are actually committing suicide. And it's like they almost did something. There was one guy who was advocating for marijuana where it's like it brings me down, and I don't use these drugs to kind of control me, and now I can actually function. But the thing is that the government doesn't want to allow the vets to kind of get the marijuana, which is a whole other thing.
Yeah.
So I think if there's enough science on it and people know what strain to take and how it reacts to your body, because sometimes your body might not take to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, as long as you know that, then that makes sense. As far as kids, I mean, I don't see any reason for them to be taking it, but it's all, you know, dependent.
I know they had some kids that were suffering from, I want to say, schizophrenia, and they gave them some sort of CBD-based drug.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're seeing a lot more, I guess, studies with regards to, and I think it's good that we're having these studies because it is around and there is some useful utility to it, but we need to get the science behind it and how we're going to use it. You know,
have it make sense. But yeah. Don't have all the lollipops in one sitting. my tip to you.
TK's tip of the day.
Hey. Not a good look.
Or too much of that brown.
Oh my gosh. Or the gummy bears.
Ooh.
And now they got everything now. It's ridiculous.
They do, but you have to read the packet. If you do, just read the packaging, because the THC is what dictates it. And if you've never had it before, then you want to have the lowest amount. Just again.
Because I've seen some results with that too. It's like, I don't feel.
And then all of a sudden,
For the count.
Yeah. See you later, bro.
Well, speaking of kind of making it through the industry and kind of going through those sort of travails, how have you kind of stayed on it and gotten to this point now with Eric Bellinger and singing the song? Like, what was this journey? Because you were from out of Atlanta, right?
Yeah. Well, I actually met Eric in Atlanta. We were writing for an artist at the time, and I ended up coming out here to L.A., just visiting back and forth. I think we lived together for about, like, 4 months, and it just turned into a brotherhood after I moved back to Atlanta. Kept the communication open, and I always wanted to work with him. We started doing, like, a lot of YouTube stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's that like? You're like, hey, but you don't want to ask, but you're kind of like, hey.
It's like, bro, we can kind of vibe a little bit. And, like, just the relationship made it pretty easy. But it was a few times, like, when I first got out here and I was trying to get my feet wet in the industry and everything, and I would come to him and be like, yo, bro, like, listen to this little record. He's like, no, that ain't it. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm coming back with some more heat. And I'm thinking it's hard. He was like, no, bro, that ain't it either. I'm like, all right, cool. So I finally came back with one, and I'm like, yo, I'm not writing anything. How about I just bring you some dope music, we vibe to it, see what you like, okay, whatever, and If was born from there. So we kind of bounced the chemistry, the creative juices off each other, and like within an hour and a half, like, we came up with If, and it's been buzzing ever since.
Wow.
Yeah,
and he's got a new album out.
Yeah,
too,
yeah. Easy Call. Yeah. It's, oh my gosh, super dope. He played a few exclusives before releasing, and I had the joint with him and Neo on repeat for about a good 3 weeks. prior to it. Like, he's a beast. Eric's a beast. Just beastly. And I learned a lot from him on tour, too. Like, we had, like, a lot of little moments while we were on the road. It was like vibe sessions. So we always singing with each other. Like, we'll bounce off each other and just keep things going. But it was, like, moments within the show. Like, he'll do something and the chemistry is so there. Like, he would just run and do his own thing, but I was able to harmonize with him. And he would turn around and be like, how did you even know where I was going? I'm like, yo, bro, we here, man. We here. So he would give me, like, moments in the show where I would just go and sing to the crowd and just, you know, serenade the ladies and whatnot. And it just been that. And our relationship has just remained strong ever since then. So, yeah. Awesome. This is my big bro. He guides me and keeps me in line, too.
Nice.
It's been cool.
Any other stories?
Oh, no, we're done with the stories.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know the end of the story for me to comment on. Just don't say no to drugs.
Yes.
Now, what are you going to say?
I was going to say, well, what has been the hardest part of this journey for you? Like, have you ever found a point where you thought you might be at a breaking point and then you decided to?
Ooh, several times. Yeah. I've went through transitions. At first, I started out in an R&B group. And that lasted about like 2 years. And then we disbanded. And then me trying to find myself via social media online. And that started the YouTube. So I'm like, you know, a lot of people, my friends and family, say, you can sing. But, you know, you put yourself out there. People will judge you and don't know you, don't care.
Yeah.
So, like, I would put like one video out just to kind of see what it was. Okay, cool. You know, a few people say I can sing. All right, cool. We tried for like 2 videos this month. Mm-hmm. So then it kind of like snowballed into a cool situation. You know, like 2 years after that, I've got like millions of views on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So it spun from there, but it was more so of, how do I say it? Understanding that, you know, the journey, or if the process was an easy one, everyone would do it. But I just, you know, remain, you know, keeping God in the forefront. I've had a lot of like letdowns and great moments. It's a roller coaster, but I've just remained focused on the mission at hand, and that's the things that keep me inspired. Like with Eric winning, he let me know, like I tell him all the time, like, you're my blueprint. Like, you let me know that the dream is real. I've met a lot of people through him, and it just keeps me focused. Like, and I think probably the hardest part would be just doing a lot of things independently. Like, you know, if you have a deal or something like that, it kind of makes it a bit more easier. But the reward is so much more fulfilling.
Because you've done this on, like, following alone, really.
Yeah. It's just that's totally it. Like, I've never had a deal. People think, like, oh, I'm sure you've had. Like, no. That it's never been a conversation, ever. I've never been put in a room with, like, major record labels or anything like that. So people, when I tell them that, they're like, you blind. Yeah. And I'm like, nah, I've never had that. So it's just been the dedication, the hard work, reaching out. Like, yo, you know, here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's been that. But it's so much more rewarding because you know you're putting the work in. Yeah. You know that those results is like nobody saying, well, hey, it's because of me that I did A, B, and C. It's only because you're signed to such and such. You have this big... No, it's not that. It's by the grace of God, favor, great relationships, and, you know, having good character and morals, you know what I mean? That kind of makes that portion of the journey, of that the challenge, a bit more easier, if you will. So that's kind of been, like, the struggle as far as doing it independently, but it's still rewarding.
Yeah,
it's one of those things where, like, in L.A., I was talking to somebody about something. It's like, L.A., it's just so... Everybody moves here in order to become whatever in the entertainment industry.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like if you are living in Alabama, right? You might be you're a great singer, so you're like at the 10 in Alabama, but mm-hmm. you come out here and there's a bunch of great singers.
Yeah.
And the only difference is the dedication and the hard work.
Yes.
But now you add the social media to it mm-hmm. and it's like not only do you have to sing, now you have to do the social media.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how did you find that balance to kind of do the social media on a regular basis and then also kind of garner those followers? Because followers don't come...
easy at all. Well, a lot of my loyal fans from YouTube followed me to Instagram. Mm-hmm. So that was a bit... That worked in my favor a little bit. But, again, it's like consistent content and then that of quality as well. And then keeping their attention and keep them engaged. It's like a lot of people are looking to keep scrolling or they'll like it and watch you all the time. But it's like you ghost following. Like, I need you to actually follow, leave some comments. Like, let me know I'm doing a good job.
Yeah.
Please. You know what I'm saying? It's work being put into that. But it's all about just quality and consistency there. I think that's what it is. And just finding what your niche is. If you are a singer, cool. Knock your socks off. Like, when it comes to delivering the vocals. If you're a dancer, kill it every single time.
Mm-hmm.
If your thing is jokes and you do skits, like, make sure that's your thing. But it's just the consistency. And it's something that keeps your audience engaged. Because everybody's attention span today is...
it's like 2 minutes.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay.
It's almost designed to be that way. Like, I feel like social media
is
designed
Yeah.
Just thinking, like, I was reading some book where it's like, back in the day, church was like 3 hours long.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now you might be able to do a solid 45, like, and you want to come in after the songs. Like, you know, it's like one of those, it's like one of those things where you don't have the attention span for it. But on the flip side, the consistency is so important as well.
True.
Like, I have a friend who, he tells jokes on Instagram, but he's so consistent with it. He got shout-outs from 50 Cent. He got shout-outs from Nick Cannon. It's like, it's one of those things where if you're consistent, people are gonna watch. And even though they're ghost following, like they're almost like waiting for somebody else to give the approval.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, like now I'm gonna hop on. Which is,
oh, so you had to wait till I get a blue check from somebody.
And now you're like, okay,
official now.
Like, it's the sheep, man. The sheep mentality.
I hate it. But love it at the same time too. It's just like how it works. They're trying to figure out what keeps their attention.
Yeah. Well, has it changed your songwriting at all? Because maybe like you want to get to like the thing that draws them in right away, as opposed to...
I've learned to sneak the vocals in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I understand, like, everything is, like, just really ABC, 1, 2, 3 when it comes to songs now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, if I can add a cool little melody here, if I can figure out, like, a cool way to say 1, 2, 3, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It changes the whole dynamic of the record. Like, you have one person to be like, all right, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. I'm like, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. You know what I'm saying? Like, just make it something different that's going to be like, oh, I like what you did there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's just finding ways of making you work.
So it's almost giving you like more an impetus for more creativity.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it fuels me too. Like, it keeps me sharp too. So I love that. Like, I love the challenge. I'm always up for whatever that is. All right, cool. I think I can tackle that.
All right. I have a difficult question for you.
What's up?
So Coachella just passed.
Yeah.
Beyonce was amazing.
Yes.
Who do you think is better, Beyonce or Michael Jackson, as far as performer?
Wait, what? In life?
She put me in a hot seat, but I'm going to answer this with confidence.
I mean, after Beyonce's performance, that was the debate. And
it really
still
was.
The debate.
It was, oh, for sure.
Did you not see Beyonce's performance?
No, I thought it was that she was what a nice homage to Michael. I didn't know it was a debate of who was better.
No.
Yeah.
Did you see Beyonce's performance at Coachella?
Yeah.
Did you? You're not really giving me the impression that you saw it.
No, it looked like she danced like Michael. Like, she ripped off
a lot
of his moves.
No. Beyonce, she sang for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Took one sip of water. She had 100 dancers. Her boob almost fell out of her dress 20 minutes, I think 30 minutes into the live performance.
In total.
Yes,
no,
that's what I'm saying. He's not seeing. You didn't see it. You don't know what I'm talking about. Like, her boob didn't fall out. She managed to still dance with Solange and all of them. Brought out Destiny's Child, brought out Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so I think I know what team you're on.
I'm just expressing to you that you didn't really see Beyonce's performance. You're like, oh yeah, I saw it. You saw 30 second clips. Yeah. You didn't see the full 2 hours.
I admit, so I'm just, I saw 30 seconds.
I'm breaking
second
it down. Okay. I'm just breaking that down to you. So back to the question, because obviously he's forget about him. He can't appreciate it.
TK the enforcer.
For sure, for sure. If I have to go with best performer out of the two, though, I'm gonna have to go with Michael, and I will only say that because he was the blueprint for a lot of what we see and appreciate mm-hmm. to this day. Yeah. You know, there had to be a Michael before there was a Beyonce. Yeah. Do I take anything away from her? Heck no. She works her behind off, mm-hmm. and she puts on an amazing show. Yeah. But there had to be some type of lesson to be learned in order to get that or execute it. You know what I mean?
She was using Michael's moves. I saw some performance. She was using Michael's moves. Michael, clearly.
He didn't see nothing.
Clearly. I don't need to see it. Clearly, I know the answer.
Now, who's your musical influence? Like, who influenced you to this point?
Michael, for sure, one. Whitney, Brandy, Usher, Tank. New schoolers would be like Tori Kelly's, Charlie Puth's, Kalani. Those entities. I'm super R&B headish, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, those were the things that inspired me, for sure. Those are the ones. Big time.
And what do you know what kind of theme your EP is going to take on? Because we have If and that sort of like...
Yeah, I'm really singing my truth on this. In the past 2 years, I've like, you know, behind the scenes, I've really went through life. Yeah. So, and I find that you're more relatable when you're honest. And it's going to be a lot of mid-grooves with this one to where it'll be fun color-wise because that's what's going to catch your attention. Mm-hmm. Okay, now that I have you watching, this is what I have to offer. Oh, you've been through that? Oh, guess what? Me too. Nice. Let me tell you what else I've been going through. You know what I'm saying? So I will keep it. I still don't know the name of it yet. I'm still kind of pulling that together. But we have a lot of vibes, and I give a lot of insight via my stories mm-hmm. of what to expect from the album. But it'll be a lot of relatability, a lot of lost love, a lot of wish I had that type of love, a lot of confused love, and playing off a few other people's situations too that I've been a part of. So it's things that we relate to, you know. I found a way to do that in song. So.
Now, a lot of love.
Yeah.
So what should people do? Should they be sliding into your DMs or they shouldn't be sliding into your DMs?
No, slide. Slide. I respond. I talk. Slide. Please. Like from the highest. Slip and slide. You know what I mean? Boom. I'm down that way. What's up? Exactly. You know what I mean? Talk to me. Yeah, I definitely respond.
It's just like, I'll just like, you know, put it out there. Because sometimes, yeah. you know, some people, you know, they just watching.
Yeah.
Right? They just waiting.
Now, that brings more songs about. Like, that helps. Oh, cool. This is what we're talking about? Cool. I'm in the studio tonight talking about this whole little situation here. So, yeah, top side.
Now you just outed yourself. Now you're just like, what conversation it might be.
Yeah. I mean, well, that means they got to come with it a little bit more creative. I wouldn't tell them exactly who the person was that inspired it. Like, look, girl, you, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to put your name in the song, but this here I'm talking about. Dang, no, no.
That picture was not correct.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That part. I've had a few of those too, by the way.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Tinder
oh,
Chronicles.
Go in. Yeah.
I'm going to ask again now. Totally lost my question.
Are you thinking about your Tinder Chronicles?
Yeah. It took me back. Uh-oh. Took me back there for a second.
She just sent a picture yesterday.
I've never done that either, by the way. I've never done the Tinder.
Nor should you.
I heard it. I understand, like, there's a swipe left and a swipe.
Yeah. Oh, for Tinder?
You've never even tried?
No, I've never tried it.
He sings. He doesn't need to try.
Well, how is that like when you're on the road and you're busy? Like, do you even have time? Like, you must have found some time that you get to write about it. But
yeah, it's just life experiences, though. But that portion of looking forward, I need these real moments in order to get. I don't know if I'm talking to you and we link up somewhere and it's like, what the crap did I just get myself into? I just can't walk away now. Yeah. Can I? I just can't. Nah, we've been talking. You got my number and all of this stuff. You're going to be blowing me up. Let me just kind of, yeah, I haven't.
Well, there's a whole process to that. You can definitely bypass all of that, but you sing, so you good. You don't even need to like hop on that.
Oh, and I remember I was going to ask now, because we've seen your Instagram. You've got some shirtless photos on there.
Oh, thirst trapping.
You got the thirst traps on there. It's part of the deal.
Oh, that's where you got it from.
Yeah, I'm learning. I'm learning. But when it comes to your fitness, are you trying to like doing new cutting edge things? Are you finding out new workouts? Like, are you innovating? Yeah. Like, how over the years, how have you been able to kind of keep up?
It has come with from trainers. Like, I had a trainer out in Atlanta before I moved here. Shouts out to Body by Rico. Give him a plug real quick. But I've worked with also Curtis Williams, who also works with Neo, who's gotten him to where he's at right now. And I've learned a lot of creative situations from them. And I implement it when I'm not working out with them. You know, diamond push-ups to, like, jump up and jump off the ground. I'm jumping and leaping out little situations. I find anything, though. Like, that's super easy. That's come, yeah, just from watching, learning. And I'm a person that has to learn by show, too. So if we talking and you showing me how to do A, B, and C, I can mimic it just like that.
So, oh, nice. Easy. Yeah. And then diet-wise, as a singer, and then obviously staying in shape, how does your diet look? Has it changed? Is it good? Is it bad?
I'm going to be honest. I eat, man. It don't look like it, but I eat. Like, I don't miss too many meals at all, but I don't eat excessively a lot of bad things, though. Like, I'm very into my greens. I keep that together all day, every day. I'm at Jamba Juice or some type of shake or protein situation daily. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's pre and after. You know what I'm saying? So I make sure I stay on top of that, but I do have my ice cream here and there, you know, maybe like two or three times out of the week. I need to kind of chill out. But I definitely am on top of it, though. Yeah, it's more so of keeping it together in ways that if I do decide to take a break, the muscle memory will get me back to where I need to be.
Yeah.
And you're in the right place. Like, it's L.A. Like, it's one of those things where I was telling somebody, they're like, I think there's like a husband and wife, they're doing like her birthday and she eats meat and he doesn't. I'm like, you're in the right place for that. Like, you can literally go to a restaurant and find vegan options in that restaurant. Mm. Other places, you don't really do that. So it's kind of like being healthy, even though you think you're not healthy, go to the Midwest. That's a whole other beast.
And even from the South, too. Yeah. Like, it's the thing. Like, you don't, that's not like like I got to think about it every day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not to say that it's bad, but more so we want to live for a while. You know, we want to be here for a minute.
Exactly.
So that kind of changes your mentality of like what I intake in my body. Like, this is your temple. You got to make sure if you're trying to really stick around, I'm going to try to leave those little Doritos alone and skip out on the donuts this time. You know what I'm saying? Like the pies, like I'm going to just kind of chill. And that, even with working out my trainers, like I subconsciously just become mindful of it. It's like, I had two of those yesterday. Let me chill. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it just, I think about it for 2 seconds, but I keep it moving, but it becomes a lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? So,
I think that once you do it over a while, I would say, like, for me, well, I went vegan and I would say about a year and a half in.
You beast.
It was tough. But I'd say a year and a half in, I found myself just unconsciously doing stuff where I just kind of knew right away. Whereas before, I was like constantly checking this, checking that, very worried about it.
But yeah, it's just so easy to do it here, though. Yeah. Like, I mean, you go to the grocery store and they have vegan options. Like, you get vegan chicken fingers. Like, it's just like, back in Toronto, they don't have that type of stuff. I'm like, it doesn't happen here.
I was a vegan for about 3 days and I went down fast. Wow. Like, me and my cousin Jeremy, like, he's also another plug too, Jeremy Strong. He goes, he works with Jason Derulo. So everything that you see with him.
Oh,
like,
I think I know he's a dancer, right?
Yeah.
Jeremy goes to, we go to boot camp together. He goes to G Train.
Yeah, that's him.
See, I told you everybody and their mama goes to G Train. Shout out to G Train. Two classes today.
Yeah, I went in there. Oh, they are serious.
Yeah. You need to come in.
Jeremy go every morning. He'd be like dodging him. He's a machine, though. Cuzzo does not stop. Like, I can't keep up with him.
He brought in this one friend. I think he was like a producer or something. Mm-hmm. That dude almost threw up.
I can believe it.
Hilarious.
I can believe it.
You need to come in. Don't do the 9 o'clock. Do like the 10 o'clock. And then, like, they have two lines. They have like the people who like been in, and then they have people like me where it's just like, I'm just going to do as much as I can. And then when my body tells me to stop, I'm going to just take a moment and then regroup.
Yeah.
So you definitely come out and do that.
I'll try. Like, his commitment to things, it was like, we both tried the vegan thing at the same time. And I told him, like, we text each other like 2 days after because I think he went on the road or something. He was like, bro, I'm going down. I said, look, bro, I'm on my way to In-N-Out as we speak. Like, I couldn't do it, but his mind, like, that's another person that keeps me on too. Like, he is like the issue.
Wait, so he's still doing it?
Yeah, like, he's still a bit. He fell off the wagon, but he's still like very, very mindful of where he is. I think he jumped back on it, I think recently too.
Yeah.
But that guy's a beast.
It's not something like you have to do. I think it's like what for me, it was a little bit easier because my dad was vegetarian for a long period of time. But it's like, you want to start maybe like pescatarian and then vegetarian and then vegan. Or also, you have to find out the reason that you want to do it. If you do it the reason because you just want to look good, that's not, it's not going to hold you. So like, you have to kind of find out the reason why you want to do it. And it's also okay not to be, don't let Shaka shame you.
I admire it. That's why I was like, when he said I've been vegan, and he was like, more than just months. It was like, yeah. I'm like, okay, wow. I went down too fast. I was like, bro, I'm about to disappear.
And I tell people, I transitioned. The first year I went, I got rid of red meat. So entire year, all I did was got rid of red meat. Still ate everything else. Next year, I went pescatarian. So that entire year. So doing it that way in LA was so much easier because I can go out and have a vegan meal.
Yeah.
But I wasn't vegan. If I really needed the ice cream, I could have it. Mm-hmm. And gave me 2 years to mentally prepare, which I needed. I needed that time to mentally get there.
And you also see how your body reacts to certain things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because like that chicken in America, y'all.
Yeah. Did you guys watch What the Health?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a big one.
That's how we started it.
Yeah.
That's what got us.
So you get to watch it every 3 days now, and then you'll be good.
Well, you can't let the things, too, with those documentaries, any documentary in general, it's just like whoever's funding it, they're kind of skewing that to that, too. So some of the stuff in there was like, oh, yeah, but then it's like, well, who's funding it?
Yeah.
So it's, again, it's just kind of like, I think with that stuff is a little bit out of time and see how your body reacts to it.
True.
But a little bit on your music. So there's a lot of stuff that's kind of going on. Like I said, you talked about love. We said, you know, folks can slide into your DMs.
I like the recap.
I know. I'm just helping you out.
Yeah,
like, you're not on Tinder. So just in case they didn't know, they have an issue. Now, with everything that is going on, like we had mentioned before the show, Kanye has been tweeting a ridiculous amount about different things that are going on. Is there anything that influences you as far as either race relations or stuff that have to do with, you know, different sexes, etc., that's been influencing into your music? Or do you want to just stay away from that and focus on the positive stuff?
Right now, if I can be totally honest, I would like to relate to the masses just with relatable conversation. I feel that once I have the masses, you know, and they're actually really, really paying attention to what comes out of my mouth, then I'll go ahead and make that step to start speaking about that. Like, I'm in my position, I'll make sure that I can just do, be just as relatable as possible.
Mm-hmm.
The politics, the jumping on the social media and, you know, speaking my opinion on those type of artists, let me kind of get a few under my belt first. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'll be the new guy, the new face, the hey, this is Corey, da 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 da. But once we continue to get more into my music, and you know, then I'll reel you in into where I view those situations. It's kind of like spoon feeding just a little bit until I can give you the whole meal.
Yeah.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Did you have any other avenues other than music you wanted to pursue? Because I feel like with YouTube, it allows you to be more than just a singer.
Absolutely. Like, acting like, if y'all like hung out with me, like I'm a character. We was cracking up in the Uber on the way over here. Like, I get into my little mold in my little world, and I just become like this uncandid comedian. Not to say that I got material, no. but I love to act. I love to like put smiles on people's faces, and it's nothing better. It's no greater feeling to see someone smile and know that you were the reason for it. So those, as far as acting, comedy, like I like to flip. That's another situation of mine. And I like to write a lot.
Wait, you said flip. What were you talking about?
Yeah, gymnastics the whole
night. Okay. I mean, because you do flipping houses. Flipping, okay.
I'm getting into it, though. I'm learning a few of those situations, too. Yeah.
Multiple streams of income.
Facts. Yeah. Got to, man. Absolutely.
Would we see, like, any... Would you ever do, like, kind of skits on your YouTube? Like, sort of funny, that type of
stuff? I did. I tried it out, actually. It's on my Instagram. I somehow have adopted this old lady character, and it just kind of went left. I was actually like a Grandma Clump I was that for Halloween a couple of years ago, and it turned into a whole movie, and I went throughout Hollywood and stopped a lot of people. It was funny. I was just that person the whole night, and it was crazy. Yeah.
So we might see some of that in the future.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, I'm a fool sometimes, guys. I ain't gonna lie. It keeps life fun, you know what I mean?
But with an amazing voice, we're so happy that you were able to join us today.
Thank you guys for having me, man. I'll come back, too. If y'all let the boy come back, then fly.
Absolutely. We've got the EP coming. When's the EP? Do we know we have a date for the release?
So I started on trying to get it done in May, but we're looking at July 4th.
Okay, July 4th. Independence Day.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a great one, too, man. I'm actually leaving for Cabo on Saturday as well. Myself and I have an artist of mine. Her name is C. Marie. She'll be doing a lot of great things as well. Mm-hmm. So we got a lot of things coming for this.
So are you going to perform in Cabo or what?
Shooting music videos.
Okay.
Yeah, we're shooting music videos. I'm going to have a huge performance here in August that I will be inviting you guys out to. Yeah. That's going to be really, really cool. So if you want to do this setup prior to, you know, the show starting,
yes,
you know what I'm saying?
We we do. We'll get a little preview.
Yeah, man. So it's going to be real cool. So August, the top of August, is going to be really amazing.
Now,
yeah,
in the video shoot in Cabo, are you going to be thirst trapping? Is that, has that concept been...
Well, probably.
You got to have, yeah, you got the landscape.
Yeah, I'm not even going to lie.
Like, you should say yes.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Okay. For sure. And I have... Jason Derulo is one of his dancers, as well as my cousin, who will be coming out to Cabo as well. So he's going to be like the creative director for that. And I've been in rehearsals early today and the day before, pulling everything together. So we got some nice situations coming.
Jeremy be thirst trapping too.
Oh, like, big time. Yeah. Like, I'm like, bro, for real.
That's who you got it from. And that's okay. Now
it's in our blood. Yeah, it runs in the family. It runs in the family. Yeah. Can't even lie. Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us, man.
Thank you guys for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you forgot to say RIP Vern Troyer.
Oh, yes. We have to, before we go, we have to kind of shout out to the homie Vern. Yeah, I mean, he actually was suffering from some of the troubles we talked about, yeah, alcoholism, addiction, but he did have a moment where he was able to get together and get it in the gym, so.
This is 11 minutes of pure joy. So Vern Troyer passed away on Saturday. He was 49 when he passed away, I mean, it's sad that he passed away, but he left so much great content. Like, he was actually working out with this football player he was training for the combine, and just 11 minutes of just.
Is he gonna push him back?
Okay.
And then also, if you're not familiar with Surreal Life, he was on there. He got really, really drunk. He was like going in and out of the wall. Oh, he just has, I mean, obviously, if you guys don't know, he's from Mini Me. He was on Austin Powers. Mini-Me. So, for somebody with the inspirational thing is, for somebody with a disability, he made life.
Yes, he did.
So it's just kind of like, you know, definitely RIP, but like 11. Oh, here it is. Oh, 11 minutes of just.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Let's go.
All right,
RIP Vern. Oh, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me, man. I really appreciate it. I do.
Again, guys, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong. TK, where can they find you?
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. You can also catch me on TMZ talking some ish every day. And also writing for a whole bunch of stuff, doing wrestling, all that good stuff. Other than that, you know, just right here, living life.
Mr. Mikael, where can they find you online?
Hey, it's Corey Mikael, CoreyMekell on all platforms. We're just going to make it easy, man. New music on the way. We got new visuals popping. It's going to be a great year, 2018. Look out for your boy.
Slide into those DMs. The thirst track is real.
We'll see you guys next week.
Hey.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.